Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You want to see loco?
All right, here we go on a Friday. And the Hockman and Crowder Loco Hour, doing it loco style on location today. Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field. We are on the campus of the University of Miami in Coral Gables. There is a huge baseball series that'll begin tonight. University of Miami, ranked number one in the nation, against University of Florida. The Stinkin' Gators, ranked number two in the nation. My typical radio partner, who is a Florida Gator, Channing Crowder, off again today. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald filling in for Crowder today. So I guess you're going to have to be the Gator supporter, even though you're a Syracuse Orange.
Yeah, right. I will not support the Gators, but I will say this. After 4 years of Syracuse, I'm sick to my stomach that I never came to at least visit UM on a campus visit, because I would not have left. Yeah. I would have said to my family, I'll see you in 4 years. I'm not even coming back to finish high school.
This campus is so beautiful. I was telling Beasley before the show, you know, I grew up in Chicago, and I had gotten into Ithaca. I'd wanted to go to Syracuse. I was too stupid, and I had gotten into Ithaca. I was going to go there, and my dad, who had a love affair with the city of Miami, my dad used to come down with his friends when Cuba was free. They used to come to Miami, and then they would island hop to Havana, and he loved South Florida. And as I was getting ready to go to Ithaca, my dad said, "Do me a favor." We had no ties to the University of Miami. My dad just happened to love the city. And he said, "Do me a favor. Let's go visit Coral Gables. Let's walk around the campus." We go on a tour, and we get to the center, and there's the swimming pool, and we get back to O'Hare Airport in Chicago. It's December. It's snowing. And my dad, who was not one to impart wisdom all the time, he was in the fabric business, as we say in the Jewish world, the shmatas. He was selling the shmatas. We get back to O'Hare, and it's snowing, and he looks at me, and he goes, "I'm just going to tell you this. If I was 17 years old and I could live anywhere I wanted in the next 4 years, I would be in Miami, and that University of Miami campus is beautiful, and I never visited another school. I made my decision right there. I said, I'm going to UM."
Smart man. Have you ever been to Pepperdine?
I've never been to Pepperdine.
I think that may have actually topped this, because you're overlooking the ocean.
Right. That's on the West Coast.
Yes, it's incredible. Yeah. I just pulled it up on Google.com. 72 degrees and a slight breeze here in Coral Gables.
It is nice.
Syracuse, New York, it's 30.
Wow. So we're here. So you got a huge baseball series tonight. UM and UF, 1-2. The series, all three games, sold out. First time this has happened at University of Miami since 2003.
Oh, it's big.
That's how exciting it is. Mike Piazza is going to throw out the first pitch tonight, and A-Rod is going to throw out the first pitch tomorrow night. This place is going to be lit. Obviously, many of us are excited mostly for the Mark Light Shakes. But I digress. So Adam Beasley's here. We can talk about the Miami Dolphins. He's got some Tua news. But first, we have to pay a little homage to our friend Dwayne Wade. There is a 3-day celebration, the legacy, if you will, of Dwayne Wade, and it'll begin tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Our producer, Alejandro Solana. So you're going tonight, right, Solana?
Yeah, I'll be there tonight and tomorrow.
And then Sunday they're showing the documentary film at the AAA, correct?
Correct.
All right, so tonight they have this big ceremony for D-Wade. Tomorrow night, at the halftime of the Cavs game, they're actually going to raise the jersey up into the rafters. And then Sunday they will finish the three-day celebration with the documentary screening. But it's three big days in South Florida sports. The UM-UF series here in Coral Gables. You got the D-Wade celebration at the American Airlines Arena all 3 days. You also have the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury fight Saturday night, which I know a lot of people are looking forward to. But our resident Heat fan expert, the guy who lives and dies with the Miami Heat. And Solana, I would imagine, because you're a young guy, Dwayne Wade, I'm sure, is your favorite Miami athlete of all time.
Favorite Miami athlete, and to be honest, probably the reason why I love sports so much.
Right, I can understand that. Older people like myself, you have that constant pull, D-Wade or Dan Marino. But for younger people like Solana, 25 years old, there's no question. They didn't watch Marino play. They've only heard stories. So Alejandro Solana has put together a little celebration of Dwayne Wade, and here it is.
From Robbins, Illinois, 6'4" guard, Dwayne.
How do I say goodbye?
Game one will be decided right here. Wade puts it up. It's
yes!
Good!
Yeah, baby!
The buyer on the pick and roll.
Oh, good by Wade! This is going to be goes. Yes! Oh! He did it again!
I feel like I've laid it out on the line and given everything that I've had to the game. You know, I can walk away from this game being okay with that. This is it. This is the last one. So we can get that out the way, and then we can move on.
It's so
Terry puts it up. Won't go. Rebound Wade. The Miami Heat, they've done it. They win their first championship in franchise history.
From Jermaine O'Neal, got a piece of it. Wade. Oh, a facial! Yes, and a foul! Wade Wade going right at Anderson Barajan.
Back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in! It counts! It counts! The Heat win the game!
Wade drives on the pull-up at the buzzer. Oh, Wade puts it in! And the Heat with the victory here at the Garden.
Thomas, yes, Wade with a steal, with two. Wade puts it up for the win. Yeah, baby. He did it. He did it. Dwayne Wade with the steal and the game winner.
It was special, you know, really unique and special. And so, you know, how do I feel about him? I love the guy. You know, I mean, been around him 16 years, and there isn't anybody that ever played in Miami that will have a bigger legacy than Dwayne. Nobody.
And now, stand up and make some noise for number three, Dwayne Wade.
That is chills inducing. D-Wade, who has meant so much to South Florida sports for so long, he will get a fitting three-day send-off beginning tonight at the American Airlines Arena. It is fun.
I moved to South Florida in February of 2006. I've known nothing but greatness.
I mean, when I think about my time here at the University of Miami, I went 87 to 91. It was the greatest era for University of Miami football. I knew nothing else. You get down to Miami and you go, wow, this basketball thing is fun.
Incredible.
You went from Syracuse.
Winning the championship in 03.
Where they're pretty good at basketball themselves to Miami in 06 was such a great season. So we're here at Mark Light, and there's a huge three-game Canes baseball series, but we've got our normal revelry planned for you today. Ira Winderman is going to join us, and we'll talk some Heat and D-Wade with him. We've got Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Jorge Sedano, he wants to come on and tell you what he's doing for ESPN about D-Wade, so he's going to join us. Blake James, the athletic director here at the University of Miami, he is going to stop by and say hello. We really have a loaded potato, as Beasley can attest to from the pre-show texts and meetings.
Yeah, we had high-level production meetings earlier on.
Let's get headlines here before we move along. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Guys, the Heat did lose 129-124 to the Atlanta Hawks last night.
Let's all talk, though, about how much fun Trae Young is to watch. Now, I was rooting for the Heat, but Trae Young is fun to watch.
What, he dropped 50 last night?
50.
50? That's okay. That's pretty good.
Unbelievable.
Wouldn't have had a 50 if Bam didn't follow him at the end, though. Just saying.
You got to be aware of your opponent's total. that was a bad loss for the Miami Heat. Like, that's a bad loss. They've lost five of their last six. I know there's still, injuries on that West Coast road trip before the All-Star break, and Tyler Hero was out last night. But losing five out of your last six, that's a bad feeling.
Allowed 66 second half points and 39 in the fourth to a 15-win team.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was ridiculous. You had to be pulling your hair out, Solana.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the first game this season where I was very frustrated. I'm still trying not to overreact, as Heat Twitter tends to do, but that's the first game where you're upset, you're frustrated, you're coming back from the All-Star game, and you lose to a bad team with only 15 wins.
Yeah. What else you got there?
They host Cleveland tomorrow, 8 p.m., tomorrow also at halftime, the Dwayne Wade retirement ceremony. His number 3 jersey will be lifted into the rafters of the American Airlines Arena.
That is going to be an awesome moment for Heat fans. I was at the ceremony when they did Shaq's jersey. That was fun, but this one is going to be without compare, I believe, tomorrow night.
The Florida Panthers, they also lost last night 5-4 to the LA Kings, failing to win 3 games straight. They're at Las Vegas to face the Golden Knights tomorrow, 10 p.m.
And even worse for the Panthers yesterday, Toronto won. So now they're out of that 3 slot in the division. They're down in the 4 slot, and we got to do the old games in hand thing as we go closer and closer towards the end of the season. A lot of games, though, left. A lot of games. Don't lose faith in your Panthers.
The first-ranked UM baseball team will face the second-ranked UF baseball team in a 3-game series this weekend. Game 1 is tonight, 7 p.m. That's where you guys are at.
Yes, we are here. We're excited. We just got handed Miami Hurricanes baseball shirts. I mean, we got ourselves a big weekend in Coral Gables.
I think I now own more Miami gear than Syracuse gear.
I'm telling you, these are great-looking shirts. This is really cool. And I'm not lying to you, because I've been talking with a lot of administrators here at the University of Miami. This is as exciting a weekend of college baseball. And again, it is sold out. First time a 3-game series at Mark Light sold out in advance since 2003.
And if you love high-level pitching, it's on tap this weekend, Hawk.
Yes.
Tonight, Brian Van Bell is on the mound. But the next two nights are when it really steps up. Chris McMahon, night 2, and Slade Ciccone, night 3. Both of those guys are top 60 prospects.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun weekend of baseball here at Coral Gables.
Wow, B's coming in hot with the Canes baseball takes, baby.
And he did that. He's not even looking at notes or anything.
Off
he did
top
that
of my
right
head.
Off the dome.
Love it. And finally, guys, McDonald's is making a 6-pack of candles that will smell like Quarter Pounder ingredients.
Yeah.
A bun, ketchup, pickles, cheese, onion, and beef, all separate candles to celebrate the burger's nearly 50-year run.
I read that. I think it's great. Everybody likes to light a candle if you're getting romantic. I think everything but the pickle scent, I'm good with all of them. You fire up those burger candles, I'm all for it. You got weather, Salandria?
Before we get to weather, Hawk, really quickly, I got to give everybody a WGC Mexico Championship update. It's
all
brought
right.
to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Right now, Hideki Matsuyama, who teed off just a while ago, has tied Rory McIlroy now at 6 under. He's shooting 4 under on the day through 6 holes. We have a two-way tie now, excuse me, for second place with Lee Westwood and Bubba Watson, both at 5 under. Rory McIlroy will tee off in the upcoming hour. Again, that's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Now let's get to weather for your Exogen 5-day forecast.
Hold on a second. First of all, that was as extensive a golf update.
It's incredible.
Was more extensive than when you do the Masters updates. I mean, I don't know what got into you. Do you have the audio so Adam Beasley can hear it? So when Solana first started on the air as a producer, it was for Dono and Frito. And he had to do a golf update, and he obviously had not looked at the leaderboard before he opened it and didn't realize that the leaderboard he was going to be looking at had first initial, last name, and he's not a golf fan. So I'd like you to hear the majesty of what was Alejandro Solana just a few years ago giving a golf update.
Over the PGA Championship leaderboard as Beyond is 3 under par right now, tied with B. Horschel and Thompson. I don't know golf. I gotta be honest. You good over there, Dono?
He just tosses it back to Dono. That is quality golf update. Look at how far you've come, Solana.
Killing these golf updates.
My
man.
God.
You guys know that this is the event that used to be here, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's the Doral?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that moved. Oh, that's right. We used to do broadcasts down there at the
Correct.
Doral.
So yeah. We're missing out on golf this weekend.
All right. Well, we got very extensive updates from Solana. It's like you're there. All right. You have weather?
I told you I'm becoming the tickets golf expert.
You really are. You went from B. Horschel to an entire history of Lee Westwood in just a short couple of years.
At 3 p.m., I'll give everybody a B. Horschel update.
And that'd be great.
Here's the Exogen 5-day forecast from 790 The Ticket. A little cold front is hitting South Florida. The lows will drop into the mid and low 60s for the weekend. As for next week, you're looking at very clear skies Monday and Tuesday until the thunderstorms hit on Wednesday. That's your Exogen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
Somebody texts in, their favorite golfer of all time is Jay Nicklaus. All right, we got to take a break here. We're at Mark Light, and there is a huge baseball series getting underway tonight. UM and UF, number one versus number two. But also tonight kicks off the 3-day celebration for Dwayne Wade by the Miami Heat, deservedly so. Ira Winderman, who covers the NBA and the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel. He's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights.
Back live here, Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field. There are some real exciting sporting events going on in South Florida this weekend. 3-game series, UM and UF, number one versus number two. It is sold out here in Coral Gables, all 3 games. First time since 2003 that all 3 games of a series have been sold out in advance. Mike Piazza throwing out the first pitch tonight, A-Rod tomorrow night. And then across the way at the American Airlines Arena, tonight begins a 3-day celebration of Dwayne Wade. And you've got the actual jersey retirement ceremony tomorrow night at halftime of the game with the Cavs. And then it'll wrap up Sunday with a screening of the D-Wade documentary. 50 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Ira Winderman is going to join us here. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. He was in Atlanta last night for the awful loss against the Hawks. And for people that haven't been listening, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is filling in for Channing Crowder today, who's on vacation. Is there going to be a newspaper fight here, Ira, between you and Bees?
The way newspapers are going, I got a feeling we're more likely to be teammates in the near future than continued rivals. So exactly. So when Adam goes to me, okay, so which day are you covering practice? I think we'll be more on the same team. First of all, guys, it's great to hear from you down at Coral Gables. And what I love about college baseball more than anything is I can go to the Dwayne Wade ceremony tonight, get in my car at about 11:15, and be able to hear the dulcet tones of Joe Sakic saying, "It's the bottom of the sixth." And I'll still catch the last couple of innings.
Yes, you are correct. All right, before we talk D. Wade and stuff, we got to talk about last night first, because that is, in my opinion, an awful loss to start the second half of the season. What do you take from that?
Well, to put it in Beasley terms, it would be like having lost to the Dolphins this season. It's just something that the Heat couldn't afford based on where they are in the playoff race, based on Atlanta, I don't want to say playing out the string, but not playing for anything, and especially after coming off that 1-4 road trip. You know, when you look at where they stand right now and what their record is, and I just posted a story at SunCentral.com on it, the fact that they're 11-12 in their last 23 games, I think has to raise concern. It's not just last night, guys. It's sort of an ongoing thing for the Heat. One person told me today, I thought it was a good line, have they lost their mojo? And you have to wonder a little bit.
Well, the 66 second half points would jump out the page for me at the stat sheet, 39 the fourth. What's happened to their defense?
There is no defense. There wasn't defense all season. They've been mostly middle of the pack. They've been trying to outscore teams until the other team's offenses have caught up with them. When you look at that Atlanta team, Trae Young, he's giving you 50. You can't play a game to outscore them. So I think after a while, you try to hide guys. And yesterday was a perfect example. Kevin Huerter from the Hawks, every time he saw Duncan Robinson in front of him, he would either score, he would set up a pass to someone else when the double team arrived. And the Heat just have too many of those guys that – I don't want to overstate the absence of Myers Leonard, because I sort of understated him when he was here. But the fact that he can anchor the back line with his size and allow Bam Adebayo to be that defensive rover with a little bit better of an element of what they're doing right now. They have had four different starting lineups in the last six games, and it's all about the starting power forward. They've gone from when Myers Leonard went out to trying Kelly Olynyk to trying Derrick Jones Jr., and last night to trying Jay Crowder. And it's just odd to be 15 games over 500 and yet to be scrambling with your lineups and your rotation. It's sort of an odd place. You look at the standings, you go, better than we expected. You look at the last month or so and you go, where has it sort of turned south?
Yeah, they lost five of their last six games, but on the West Coast road trip, and I remember talking to you about it, you know, I said, are you nervous at all? And you said, nah, we're dealing with injuries and this to be expected. But then you come out and you do this, and then, like you say, is it just more? Is it that they lost their mojo? And I wonder, you know, you start bringing in different players, and I'm not saying, Beasley and I were talking about it before the show, I'm not saying that you add Andre Iguodala, you become worse. You add Jay Crowder, you become worse. But you do change the dynamic. So what is the feeling there? Eric Spoelstra obviously was not happy last night.
No, he wasn't. I mean, he said he only took one question. Listening again, there was a second quickie from Jason Jackson in there, so we only took two questions. Literally, I looked up from my pad, and he was gone. So he certainly had a certain thought on the game. It's interesting. They went to the trade deadline saying, how can we augment a true contender when I'm not so sure they really are a true contender? Philly within a half a game right now. If the Heat open a series against the Sixers on the road, that's going to be tough sledding. And all of a sudden, you're back where you were 2 years ago, where you get in the first round against Philly. It's one and done. You still haven't won a playoff series going back to 2016 against Charlotte. So I think they try to change the team, maybe overstating who they had. But again, Hawk, I was more confident coming out of the West Coast trip for this reason. And I said it to you and Channing. They had Atlanta. They had Cleveland. They had Cleveland. They had Minnesota. When those four things are back, now all of a sudden they're teetering a little bit, and this team on the road is a completely different team. So the laboratory will be these next two. Same opponent. So you're in the lab against the Cavs at home on Saturday, in Cleveland on Monday. Can they carry something on the road? I think we'll sort of see that Petri dish over these next 3 days.
We're joined by Ira Winderman at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. You brought up the Sixers. Is it just a collision course between these two teams we're going to see them play in April?
Yeah, Bees, you know, when you go to Basketball Reference's playoff predictor, I think they have the Heat at like a 70% to finish at 4 or 5. Same thing with the Sixers. The Celtics keep slipping away from the Heat at number 3. You really want a top 3 seed in the East this year, because you're going to wind up probably with Orlando or Brooklyn without Kyrie Irving, or Indiana still trying to find its way with Victor Oladipo. You get beyond that, you get a team like the Sixers. I saw what they did a week ago. before the All-Star break against the Celtics, when they're engaged, when the games are meaningful, Ben Simmons is a different player. Joel Embiid is a different player. And I'm not sure the Heat have stoppers for either of those. So it really is critical to at least hold on to number four, which is why we say it, you should win these games, but they've got to win these games.
Let's talk about something a little more exciting, which is the Dwayne Wade three-day celebration. And Trae Young, too, was exciting last night. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Heat fan. Yeah. That dude's fun to watch. Am I wrong?
No, he takes all the shots you say players shouldn't take, and he makes all the shots you say players. This is a different league. I've never seen a league between him and Damon Lillard and even Duncan Robinson, you know, to a degree, where you go, what is that guy thinking? And you realize it's part of his repertoire that everyone in the NBA is going deep now, that there actually is such a thing as a good 28 to 30 foot shot, and these guys are doing it.
Crazy.
It's crazy, but it's crazy fun also.
It's a good quality 28 footer. That is crazy. Ira Winderman is with us. So what is the calendar of events for the next 3 days? So it starts tonight with D-Wade being honored by the Heat. What is like the, what is the whole motif tonight?
Tonight is going to be sort of a theatrical setting on a stage. It's going to be sort of a Dwayne Wade, This Is Your Life, with a bunch of speakers going up there. And I think if people want to catch the ultimate Pat Riley speech, whether you're down at American Airlines Arena watching it on Fox Sports Sun or in the various streams that he'd have, I think this will be Pat's big speech. The plan right now is not only for Pat Riley to address the fans and Dwayne tonight, but actually use some of the clips of Pat's speech in the arena tomorrow for those who couldn't get there tonight, so that way they can cut down on the halftime ceremony on Saturday. So tonight's sort of a question and answer almost. There'll be some live music. There'll be some video clips, but it's more of a theatrical kind of setting, sort of Dwayne Wade's one-man show with special guests. Unlike Ellen, I don't think he'll be giving away free stuff, but it's still
be great if they were.
Yeah, it's like, and everyone wins a number three jersey. You know, look at the back of your seat. Saturday, the Heat have basically gotten themselves in trouble with the league, because they constantly say, can we go from 16 to 18 minutes from halftime, from 18 to 20, and then they go over half an hour, and no one's happy. So they basically told the league, we're going to try to keep it under control instead of Jason Jackson or Eric Reid tomorrow. Basically, Mike Biamonte, the public address announcer, will throw it to Pat Riley. Pat will offer a shorter version of his comments from tonight. Then Dwayne will speak, and they're going to try to manage it a little more because the Heat are flying out to Cleveland on Sunday. Then when the Heat are gone on Sunday, I believe it's 3:30, they'll be showing Dwayne Wade's documentary of his time with the Heat, of his life, shot by his personal videographer. If you can't catch it then at the arena on Sunday, it'll be played on ESPN at 9 p.m. also. So there'll be plenty of Dwayne Wade through the weekend. And you know what? If you're going to go over the typical halftime type of ceremony, I think that's the player you want to do it for. And I know people are asking me, LeBron plays tonight, has a game, home game in L.A., plays Sunday, has a home game in L.A. I really doubt he's going to private jet it both ways just for FaceTime for a brief halftime ceremony. So I wouldn't expect him, but I probably would expect some sort of video message from LeBron.
And the reason, again, that they're doing tonight is so that they can give him the honor that he's worthy of rather than jamming it into the 16 or 18 minutes that ends up going over.
Yeah, Chris Bosh went long last year, you know, even with Shaq and Zoe, you know, to a lesser degree, Tim Hardaway. So they said, hey, let's find this break in the schedule. We only play once over three nights. We can make it work. Everyone will be at home except for Sunday when we travel. It just made more sense. And then I think next year the encore will be some sort of celebration of number 40 and Udonis Haslam, as it should be. So this is not the last retirement. This is just sort of the next wave of Heat jersey retirements.
LeBron might not be in the house, but it will be packed. All that's left is standing room only. $100 on StubHub to get into the building right now.
That's a
This is the one
to be at, right?
Yeah, you know, I know there's one website that said of the recent jersey retirements in recent years, this is one of the most expensive, just behind Paul Pierce in recent years. So, yeah, people want to be part of it also. You know, obviously they do it on a game Cleveland comes in. You might as well fill the house for a game that wouldn't sell out otherwise. As of yesterday, there were tickets for tonight available in the 400 level. I don't know if that's still the case, but the Heat basically said, hey, the way we're configuring it, we can use the balcony seats. So if people are interested, you still might find tickets tonight, and I know there's still tickets for Sunday. So the nice thing about it, guys, is this. If you want to be a part of it, you have a chance over the next 3 days.
I got a question. Are they going to do the same thing for LeBron someday?
Not to this level. Right. No one to this level. And you know what? There's still one question I have unanswered, and I think I know because it's so latent to it, but eventually the Heat have to have statues in front of their building. And I think everyone thought at one point either they would rename the street in front of the arena for Dwayne Wade, or there would be some sort of statue, unless they're hiding something that I haven't seen and something's being covered in front of the arena. It doesn't seem like that now, but I think there'll be another step for Dwayne Wade, just like the Lakers in front of Staples Center have it for their hockey players and their basketball players. I think that's the next step. So while LeBron's number will be retired by the Heat, I think Dwayne will be back at some point for an encore as well.
All right, we're out here at Mark Light for Canes and Gators, which is a three-day celebration as well. No tickets for this one. I got to ask you a couple other sports questions because sure. You used to cover boxing. Wilder and Fury tomorrow night. I've always maintained that to me, if the heavyweight division is exciting and compelling, boxing is better. Are you excited for that fight tomorrow night?
Yeah. You know, when I saw the numbers that this might set pay-per-view records, at least for recent years, they finally got two guys. And let's face it, guys, it's all about the build-up also. And they've built up this fight. It's away from other major sporting events. No offense to Dwayne, and I got a feeling a lot of the guys after the game tomorrow will find a place to watch the fight. But yeah, you want to see the big guys go against each other. And the way they've developed these careers and these personas in the social media era, I think they've come up with something special. So they carved their niche on the calendar. Football is done. Nothing else really going on. No NCAA tournament. I think it's a very well-placed championship fight as well.
And then I got to ask you the cursory Florida Panthers question. They lost last night, but they had won two in a row. They're flirting again with the playoffs, and we start doing this exercise every time around this year where you go, well, they have this many games in hand and blah, blah, blah. What's your take on the Panthers and specifically Sergei Bobrovsky?
Yeah, I went back to my hotel room and actually put on the Fox Sports Go and watched the game last night, and every time they went ahead or tied the game and had some momentum, it just goes the other way. And I don't want to say whether they were cheesy goals or greasy goals that he let up, but there has not been the consistency in the net that you have to be a consistent playoff-type contender. I think you're right, Bob, right now. I mean, they won two of the last three. They've got to come home next week with that big game against Toronto. But you're right, Hawk. We are doing the same thing we have done for years here. Okay, if they get 2 points and Toronto just get 1 point, they can finish third in the division, or else there's the wild card. I really thought we were past this.
Yes.
And sometimes you watch Coach Q, and he just has the look on the bench like, how can I have all this talent and be going through this right now? They really are mediocre right now.
Yeah, that's the crazy part, because the two problems that I thought that they had solved, head coach with Q, and you certainly can't question his abilities, and the goaltending with Bobrovsky, and it just hasn't worked out for whatever reason. Hopefully they
And they went through a little bit of a goal slump, and they said, wow, they didn't get Panarin, and that was a big loss when he went to the Rangers. They seem to have overcome that. I still think the defense is an issue, though, and I still think for as many goals as Bobrovsky has given up, I don't think he's getting the right amount of support either. I think when they went away from those big defensemen, I think they gave up a little on that end also.
I mean, did you see the first goal that he gave up last night, though?
No, I was still finishing
It was laughable. It was laughable. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, all right, big Dwayne Wade celebration. It begins tonight at the American Airlines Arena, and Ira Winderman will be there covering it all for the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work at sunsentinel.com. You can follow Ira on Twitter at Ira Heat Beat. Thank you for joining us, as always, Ira.
Always a pleasure on Fridays, and I will be listening to the dulcet tones of Joe Z on the way home tonight. Thank you, guys.
Ah, yes, the dulcet tones from Coral Gables, where we are right now. That is your 15 minutes of heat. Now, step back in time between myth and history at the 28th Annual Florida Renaissance Festival. Enjoy glorious, unpredictable merriment and mayhem in the village streets. Fun and games, shops, feast, and fun for the whole family. And now, for the first time, they're serving hard liquor there as well. Makes the weekend even more fun. Every weekend has its own unique and exciting theme, so you could join the fun. It's all this month and through March. You live the adventure at Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach. Tickets are available online at ren-fest.com. That's ren-fest.com. Comcast.com. It's sponsored in part by Comcast. As I mentioned, every weekend has a special theme. This weekend, Time Travelers, a revolution of invention dedicated to adventurers across the centuries. Bring your brassy Victorian gears and join us for a steampunkin' good time as we travel back in time, a time of British Victorian fashion, the American Wild West, and steam-powered machinery. Don a top hat, vest, breeches, and a monocle for this fantastic weekend. That is this weekend and every weekend, Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach. And again, you can get tickets right now online at ren-fest.com. We got to take a quick break here. We will come back after this on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Back live here in the Loco Hour. Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field in Coral Gables, University of Miami campus. 7 o'clock tonight, UM and UF begin a three-game series in baseball. UM ranked number one in the nation, UF ranked number two. And will be a really fun weekend of baseball here. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. He is filling in for Channing Crowder, who is on vacation yesterday and today. Remind you, $790 the ticket and JetBlue Vacations. Want to give you a JetBlue Vacations package, 2 round-trip travel certificates and a $1,000 travel certificate for hotel, car rental, and activities. You could register to win at theticketmiami.com. Just click on contests. So Adam Beasley, who comes on with us a lot on this show, covers the Miami Dolphins for the Herald. So you were working on a story before we went on the air at 2 o'clock. I don't even know if you've posted it to the Miami Herald.
No, because we're supposed to do it during the breaks, and you know, you and I just end up talking. So I've not done any work since the show started.
So what is you've got some news on Tua Tagovailoa, correct?
Yes. Well, everyone knows his health is the biggest concern. That's the biggest question mark, whether the Dolphins or anyone else will take him in the top five. And all the only information we have so far are what's coming from his camp. His agent will leak, or he'll go on the record and he'll say, yeah, we just had our latest MRI. It's great. He is on track. He is going to wow everybody at next week's Combine. And so you think, well, that's good information, but you take it with a grain of salt because they have an agenda that they're trying to push. I talked to today in a story that I'll post soon on MiamiHerald.com. Because people forget, he had that hip surgery, which was huge, but he also had 2 significant ankle injuries, and both those injuries, his sophomore and junior years, needed in-season surgery, yet he only missed 1 game total from all those surgeries. So I talked to the surgeon about, you know, his rehab from those injuries and what his concerns are long-term about his health in general, and is he a guy who's injury-prone? Because that's really what the draft is about. It's about projecting. It's not about what is a guy doing now. It's what is a guy going to do in 4 or 5 years? Is this a guy we're going to be able to count on week in and week out, or is he made of glass? Is he just going to fall apart? And this is Dr. Norm Waldrip. He works at the Andrews Institute up in Alabama, one of the biggest sports medicine clinics in the planet, to be honest. And he said he has zero concerns about the long-term health of Tua. He doesn't believe that he's injury-prone. He thinks that he's just had some bad luck. He's had a series of bad lucks on injuries that anyone would suffer, not just because of him, because he's brittle, but anyone, if they were hit the way that Tua was hit, they would suffer those injuries. So if he can convince, Tua can convince the Dolphins, the Lions, insert team here, the Chargers are in the mix, the Panthers, that's the case, that he actually is going to be healthy going forward, he absolutely is in play for the top five, maybe even the top three. And I wouldn't rule out this, Hawk. If he gets a clean bill of health in Indianapolis and Joe Burrow starts making noise about not wanting to go to Cincinnati, maybe the Bengals shock everybody. Don't take Burrow and take Tua at number one.
So what are the chances that Miami does not end up with a quarterback at all in their number five pick?
Oh, very low.
Very low, okay.
I think it's a chance. I think it's possible because you can't control what other teams do. Maybe somebody does something crazy and offers 3 first-rounders to move from 6 to 3, and the Dolphins are like, that's just a price too high. I'm not going to give Detroit that to move up 2 spots. Maybe we'll draft Jeff Okuda instead, the cornerback out of Ohio State, or Isaiah Simmons, the do-everything linebacker at Clemson, and then address at 18 or 26 their other 2 first-round picks. That maybe we'll get a quarterback then. There's Jordan Love out of Utah State, who's really, really good. Maybe that's who they'll go after. So there are some options. There are plan B. But if you're asking me right now, do I think the Dolphins at 5 will take a quarterback? Yes, if not at 3.
Are they in love with Tua Tagovailoa the way a lot of the fans are? Or are they setting their sights on maybe Justin Herbert or trying to figure out a way maybe to get to Joe Burrow.
I think there's a gap. I think there's a gap in between the love locally for Tua and the love in that building for Tua. Steve Ross put it best. He was asked the Friday before the Super Bowl about Tua. He said, great player, but we're worried about his health. A lot of people at the time, Mark, thought that was just a smokescreen, thought the Dolphins were trying to get other teams off their scent. The more and more we hear about it, that concern is real. So if the Dolphins are not convinced next week in Indianapolis that Tua is going to be healthy enough to start the beginning of the season, and they think he has chronic hips now, he's going to have arthritis a few years down the road, and they can't depend on him to play as much as he's going to need to play as a franchise quarterback, then maybe they pass.
Ultimately, whose decision is it? Is it Chris Greer's, or is it a community decision with Chris Greer and Reggie McKenzie and Brian Flores?
Chris Greer calls it in. He's the one that says, this is who we're taking. He has final say. But as he said many times, and I believe, because I have experience in examples of where he's not done it, he's not going to force a player on a coach, and he's certainly not going to force a quarterback on a coach. So if Brian Flores is there and says, you know what, Tua ain't it. He's going to be hurt. He's not going to be able to withstand the rigors of the NFL. He's a little smallish. Maybe he's got some brittle bone in him. He's not going to be the guy we need. Draft Herbert. The Dolphins will draft Justin Herbert.
All right. So what's the combine schedule, and you're going to be out there covering it?
Tuesday's a big day. I fly up there Monday. Monday night, straight to St. Elmo's.
Of course.
Shrimp cocktail, cocktail sauce, a big fat steak. Tuesday morning, everything's in the morning now. Because of television, all the interviews are in the a.m., and the workouts are at night because it's all going to be in prime time this year. You're going to see guys run the 40 in prime time, which should be a lot of fun. But for me, I enjoy the nightlife. I love to boogie. And there
excellent
will,
song line.
There will
I don't
be,
know if Solana knows it, but that is a great song line.
I guarantee it doesn't. There will be.
I love the nightlife. I love to boogie.
And usually Indianapolis is known, believe it or not, for the boogieing. Like
the disco. John Bryant singing along with me.
The nightlife in Indianapolis is bar none because everybody goes out. Coaches, GMs, scouts, reporters, agents. Everybody is right there in the same four or five bars, four or five restaurants. And let's be honest. People there get hammered, and they start talking. They start saying things they shouldn't say. So it is a great source of information for me. But the problem is you're usually out until 2, 3, 4 in the morning, Hawk. Well, these interviews start at 8 a.m. now. They used to be at noon. 8 a.m. is rough. And as we talked about off air, we're not spring chickens anymore.
I'm definitely not a spring chicken.
We're not young men. That Fury fight at 11 o'clock, 11:30 is kind of
scary. I think more
scary.
Like midnight, man. Solana, do you like the nightlife, and do you like to boogie?
I love the nightlife. I like the boogie, and I love Alicia Bridges even more, baby.
Wow, you had to look it
he
up.
Googled
There's
that.
No way
he
you
Googled
knew that. There's no way you knew that offhand.
Everybody knows Alicia Bridges. I even have the vinyl on that, and the B-side is self-applause. I mean, I love some Alicia.
Gotta love B-side. Google Images. You don't even know what a B-side is, do you, Solana?
No chance.
All right, let me talk about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. We're out here at Mark Light and Coral Gables. We have such a loaded potato planned for you this afternoon. Now, I've been saying this for a while now. It's not hurricane season, but this is the time to start taking care of Impact Windows and Doors for your home. That way, when hurricane season rolls around, you can actually relax knowing that you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. I suggest BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I used for PGT custom windows and doors to protect everything in our house. And this is the time of year you start thinking about tax refunds, too. If you're getting a tax refund, perfect way to use it. PGT, Impact Windows and Doors for your home from BNT. They will get it done, and they will get it done right. If you own a home in South Florida, I say this all the time, you just can't imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. So go into the weekend making a phone call and getting an appointment set for next week. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. I'm very excited because in about 10 or 15 minutes, the proprietor from Mark Light Shakes is going to come up here and bring me and Adam Beasley and our engineer John Bryant some Mark Light Shakes. I've been looking over the menu card that they gave me. I'm getting the Joe Zagacki. I always show my love for Joe Zagacki. It's a vanilla shake with fudge and marshmallow. Very excited to get that.
A friend of mine always says, get the name of the get the burger that's named after the joint you're eating at.
Ah.
Like, get the Tucker Duke, because you know
makes
they're going to
sense.
Put the most tender love and care into that burger. So maybe the Zagaki shake has got
maybe
that
makes
that magic.
Sense. All right, you know, we endeavor to take all the stations, Papa, and we've got a loaded potato for you this afternoon. We take a quick break, and the Hockman and Crowder simulcast is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.